Running is the reason I can lose 60 pounds, keep a positive mindset, meet new people, and be happy. This is not some cheesy advertisement. This is real life testimony. Join the UBC Fun Run Club outside the Student Recreational Center on Mondays and Fridays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for group runs. For more information, make sure you visit runubc.com or connect with us on Facebook by searching UBC Fun Run Club. You can also spread the word by tweeting about us, hashtag RunUBC.
Welcome, everyone, to CITR 101.9, coming out of Vancouver on the unceded Musqueam territory. You're listening to Wise Men Radio, and I'm your host, Austin. Yeah, that was actually a really fun song. I liked that song. I forgot what it was. It was something that, it was just auto-DJ playing sweet tunes for you. Well, welcome. It is April 15th, yes, Friday, 9:05 a.m. Yes. yeah, we got a pretty cool show for you today, everyone. A lot of cool albums came out this past week or so, so I'm going to be playing a lot of new stuff. Yeah, I hope everyone likes. Maybe you've heard of them. Maybe you haven't. I'm going to kick it off right away with I'm going to start slow, like we normally do, and pick it up. It's going to pick up pretty fast. First two songs are nice, and here in UBC, it's finals. So the first two are great study songs. I've listened to this first album at least four times every day this past week for finals. Study tracks. Mogwai came out with a new album, Atomic, and the song I'm going to play for you today is called Are You a Dancer? It's a really cool album. It's more spacey than the rest of this stuff, but I'm just going to go ahead and play for you and come back later. Enjoy. Thank you.
For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Hey there, buddy. It's Wise Man Radio here on CITR 101.9. Yeah, so we had some songs. The last song was, I kind of lied to you. I said the Mogwai album was really spacey, but then I went and played the least spacey song on the album, and then I played the next song, which was Black Mountain Song. They're a band from Vancouver, and the song was Over and Over off their new album, 4, and that was very spacey. So, space cadet over here. Fly me to Mars. But that Black Mountain Song was really cool. Over and Over Again. Over and Over, or parenthesized the chain. I don't know if they were trying to go for some Fleetwood. Probably, I don't know. I was watching their music video, and they only have 21 views on their music video, and it came out April 9th, the Over and Over music video. So I can say I was one of the first people to ever watch that video. Wow. Black Mountain's a Vancouver band. I played them once before, Mothers of the Sun, off this album, which is also a very sick song. Very sick album, actually. Cool cover art, too. Very, very cool, like, space, and it's just very well done, beautiful, beautifully done. But, they're coming. I mean, they're from Vancouver, so they're playing in Vancouver soon, the 21st of May. Oh, of May 21st. I thought it was April, but I guess it's May. They're also playing in Bellingham, the April 21st. So, but they're playing at the Commodore on May 21st. So it's a Saturday. No excuse not to go unless you're not going to be here like me. Right now they're in Europe, in Netherlands, actually. Today they're having... It's really weird. I'm looking at their upcoming stuff, concerts, and they're playing tonight at in Amsterdam with special guest Ty Dolla Signs, which is very odd. Ty Dolla Signs are like a rapper, right? That's weird. I don't know any hits he has or anything. I might look that up in the next bit. Yeah, that's very odd. I think he's doing a lot of shows with them. No, I think it might be just this Amsterdam show. Which, I mean, Amsterdam, anything can happen, huh? We're gonna play more songs. This can be a pretty song-heavy show, I think. So hopefully everyone's having a nice day. So the last song was pretty heavy for a morning song. I'm sorry about that, but it was pretty sick. I liked it. So don't really care if you liked it or not. No, I care. Don't worry. The next song I'm going to play is off of M83's new album. It's sick. Like, okay, I've played M83 one time before, but it wasn't off and his new stuff. This new album, Junk, is so much fun. It's a great album. I love it. I've been listening to it very a lot. This is my favorite song on the album. It's very dancey. Get your dance on. Making some breakfast this morning. Hope you're making I didn't have scrambled eggs. I had eggs and toast. Classic. But it's called BB the Dog by M83 off the new album Junk that came out recently. I'll play it, be back with you with some more info, maybe the weather. What can you know?
Thank you. You don't start the fire, you just turn it on. Yours is to always know, not why. Just turn your head and walk away. Dinosaur in the eyes, buffalo on the plain. Sun in the sky is still rising, children lost in the grain. Sun in the sky is still rising, children lost in the grain. Suffering everywhere you'd look, really good in that thing. I tried to write a book for you, couldn't hold the pen, couldn't find the paper. Tender is the night that sweeps us up in its folly. I left my keys on the Kyle and my violin on the trolley. My keys on the kite and my violin on the trolley. What's in that dark love? Is it a song about Gloria? Is it a song about love and the stars up above? You drink a cup of wine to settle your nerves. You float down the Rhine beside your plastic bag. You float down the Rhine clutching a plastic bag. And it sighs. It takes a look outside at a ball on a table. I know a lot about the light, and I heard a bit about the weather. I know a lot about the light, I heard a bit about the weather. Your neck when the world's at war. When the world's at war, you get a tick in your neck. Some bands like the strife, some bands like to shimmy. Bombs go off in your eye, and so much deeper than the damage. Bombs go off in your eye, I'm so much deeper than the damage. Still rising. Sun in the sky is still rising. Sun in the sky is still rising. Sun in the sky.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC.
There's also space available to study.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Wise Men Radio with your host, Austin, on CITR 101.9. Yeah, the last song was Sun in the Sky by Destroyer off his most recent album, Poison Season. It's kind of a nice little guy. And then the other one was like a funny little guy off of Parquet Court's new album, Human Performance. The song was called Already Dead. I like the part where it's the interlude sort of thing where the woman's voice came on and said, "Oh yeah, let the music like feel the feet on your ground, close your eyes and recognize where you are," and it's kind of like it's a nice little sentiment. And then I liked when she said, when the next part comes in, wave as the music passes by. Like, you're supposed to wave at the music. That's, I don't know, it's kind of fun. Yeah, so that was good. And then M83's BB the Dog, listen to that song over and over again. It never gets old. It's actually probably going to get old for me really fast. I've probably listened to it 1,000 times in the last 2 days. But yeah, it's good. Like, that album's really awesome. He does a lot of collaborations in this album with the girl he does Miley does most of the good songs on the album with him. So I check her out, check this album out. He does a song with Beck on the album, which is pretty fun. I mean, the whole album's pretty fun. You don't normally necessarily peg M83 as a fun band or very fun musician in general, but this one is very fun. Like, the I mean, the album's junk, so I mean that's the name of the junk. Junk is the name of the album. Not calling you junk, M83, or anything, but making it easy. But actually, I was gonna say something about the new Black Mountain album, actually. 4 is a very good album too. Came out, they've been releasing singles for it for a while, but it came out just like this past week, and I listened to it all the way through, and the last song is really awesome. I forgot what it's called, but yeah, I listened to it all the way through, and then I love the way it ends out. It ends off with the last like sound anything on the album is just them saying, "Are you listening?" Like, that's such a cool way to end the album, just by like asking you if you're listening, and then it cuts out on all like sound and music. It's like, and it just kind of like leaves you like, whoa, am I listening? Like, was I listening? It's like, it's pretty, I don't know. That's at least what I thought when I listened to it. So give it a listen to. It's pretty cool. I also looked up Ty Dolla Signs and was listening to a music video of him while I was playing that last song. It was kind of weird. So it's going to be a very odd concert. If you're in Amsterdam right now, go see this concert. It's going to be wild. I don't know how they're going to pull off Black Mountain and Ty Dolla Signs. The place isn't big enough. Yeah. All right. Yes. I was probably going to say something else, but, you know. That's good. Weather today is, supposed to be fair, so it's kind of what it's been like the last couple of days, probably, you know? Just kind of, like, inner bursts of sun, but mainly cloudy. So take with you will with that. I don't know if that was real words. But anyways, the next 7-day forecast looks like it's going to start get more sunny as the week progresses into the weekend. The weekend is supposed to be sort of the same. Monday is supposed to clear up a bit. By Tuesday, it's supposed to be totally sunny. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, rain. So, well, yeah, sun doesn't last forever. It's going to become a supernova sometime soon, so mark your calendars. Yeah. All right. Let's get some more music on here before I natter your ears off. I was going to play a song called Rock and Roll Fight Club. Everyone loves rock and roll, and everyone loves the movie Fight Club. I don't know. I thought the movie was pretty. It was pretty good. It wasn't bad. But, yeah, take a trip on this Winona Forever Rock and Roll Fight Club off their new album. Yeah, it's an EP, actually, Yacht Rock. It's very fun. Very fun. Listen to it.
it all just falls apart. But when I look into your eyes, it pieces up my heart. If I only had an answer to put it all to bed, I wish sometimes I could take back every word I've said. I walk back in the night alone, got caught up in my song, forgot where I was sleeping. My mother thinking me right back into my birth. I laugh so loud inside myself, it all began to hurt. So I turned on a picture show, I disappeared the line. As memories came flooding in, the tears blew out my eyes. I see an elevator, a moment I'm above. I look for you or someone who can still remind me of the tight grip and the sun. And it's all new, and you're not hungover. Fierce and light and young. Fierce and light and young. When you don't know that you're wrong, or just how wrong you are. My feet are always heavy as I inch toward the door. But I guess we're always leaving, even when we look the same. And it eases me somehow to know that even this will change. If you've still got some light in you, then go before it's gone.
Discorder magazine at our fundraiser at the Anza Club on Saturday, April 23rd. We've got one epic night planned with performances by Frog Eyes, Weird Candles, The Backhomes, Malcolm Jack, and Experience This, with special guest DJs and MCs to keep you dancing. There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Discorder magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free independent Discorder magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information.
Welcome back, everyone, to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. We're about to wrap up our show here. It's 9:56 in the morning. I hope you guys are having a good morning. If you're waking up, you know, you get out of your bed. It's all, you know, wasting daylight. It's almost double digits. I think a good joke, whenever it's a birthday, and, I mean, and it's someone who's, like, actually way past their double digits, you know, like 20 or like, I think it'd be even funny at like 15, you know? Yeah. Cause that's like 15 is pretty funny. Cause they'd be like, oh, like, no, like they'd be pretty like, kind of sad, bitter about it. But, you know, like when someone's birthday and you say, oh, congratulations, double digits. That's a good joke. Yeah, I like to pull that. I put that, keep that one in my back pocket for old time's sake. But yeah, there was songs on the radio earlier. Now it's my voice. But if you were wondering, hey, what is that song that Austin's playing? Well, I'm not going to tell you. Now I'll tell you. The last song was Angel Olsen, the Angel Olsen song. Angel Olsen's sick. I recommend looking her up. She's from North Carolina. Cool. You don't hear about many people from North Carolina, but she's from there. Is White Fire off her album Burn Your Fire for No Witness. Cool album. She's very, very cool. I was looking up her on Facebook while we were listening to that song, and it's really funny, like the things, like she's like a very cool person, you know, very cool, and she has like on her like official like band page, you know, she's has like these wacky, she like, you can see things that are liked by the page, and she has the wackiest things like origami hammocks, Cuban sandwich, sunshine, water, lucid dreaming, and then there's like some normal things like comfort station Logan Square, yeah, like I don't know, like probably some, and like some musicians and stuff, but like she's got these like weird things that like, that's a pretty good joke, like yeah, you just go on and like, oh, I like water, hammocks. I love hammocks. I like that on Facebook. Yeah, it's like kind of, you know, when you like when you had Facebook and it's like a kind of a, when you're younger and you thought like, oh, I like food, and so you like search for on Facebook pizza or something. I love pizza, and so you like this page called I Love Pizza or something, and